Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Ah, the city of sunshine. And those palm trees still blowing in the wind. Yes, yes, yes. So glad to be with you, you and you again today on such a beautiful day, because it is the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing, are we not? Yes, yes. Greetings to you, you and you. And know what? We send you lots of love and hugs today. Yes, we do. And prayers also. And trusting you're praying for us too. We need your prayers as well. God is good, isn't he? I tell you, he is still good. No matter what happened, God is good. Yes, yes. And we thank God for our company today. Yes, we thank God. Pardon me. We have a little company with us today. We have Pastor Bonds. We have our own Sister Diane with us today, too. Praise God. We're liking a couple of them, right, people? But you know what? We're going to have a good time in the Lord still, because he is so good. Yes, isn't he good? Why don't you call us today and do something different? Call us today and at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us know. Tell us something. What God is doing in your life. We'd like to know how God has blessed you, you know, even from listening to this broadcast. Now, I know God's been doing something for somebody, you know, and we'd like to know what God has done for you. Just give him praise, you know. This is what you ought to do. Every chance you get, give God the praise. Hallelujah. No matter how you feel, give God the praise. 347-857-3925. Or listen to the prompts on your phone and just press 1. Praise God. I believe that's the same number to press to talk. Okay? All right. We thank God for you. Today we are praying for Glenda Meyer, of going into surgery on Friday. She has breast cancer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stop by the hospital where Glenda is, Lord, and we are praying for her today, God. You say if two of us agree it's touching anything, it shall be done. And right now, Father, Glenda needs your help. And Father, in Jesus' name today, cover her with the blood, God. Lord God, bring her out, Lord, with total success. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit of cancer and we can call it out. In Jesus' name, go into dry places and never return. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen and amen. And we thank God for it. We thank God for bringing Miriam Christian through her surgery time. We thank God for that today, because God is good. God is good every time. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, he's still good, isn't he? You can go and go and go and be sick and feel bad, and God do what? He moves and bless you, don't he? You're still here, right? Praise our God. We also pray for Christina Benson, also who has cancer. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we'd like to hear from Christina, see how she's doing, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. Father, we cancel that assignment that the enemy had sent to her in Jesus' name. That is null and void today. And we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we send the word to Vivian Mitchell, who with the water on her lungs, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver right now, Father. Make her every whit whole, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray also for Pastor Bell's son, who has water on the lungs also, Father. We pray for him there in Tennessee, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, God, move in his life, God. Oh, God, and save his soul. Make him every whit whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, all those that have problems with cancer, we ask you, Lord, to touch and deliver right now. God, they need you, God. This enemy has invaded their bodies. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we cancel the assignment of that enemy. It has invaded so many bodies right now, people we know, some we don't know. Father God, in Jesus' name, make them everywhere whole right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, touch Ida Stevens, God, who has a problem with poor circulation of legs. Lord, touch her legs right now and make her every whit whole. In Jesus' name, we command that circulation become normal. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now. It's all yours, Ida. It's all yours. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory be to God. Touch Veronica Vickers also, God, for her complete recovery. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for all things that you're doing for the pastors, God. Father God, all the pastors that are going through, God, we ask you to touch them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Make them every whit whole right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. So many are sick and going through today, Father God. They need your help, Lord, and help us to continue pray for them, God, until they know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you have made them whole. Hallelujah. Isn't that all right? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to see that they wait on you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me give you a little brief word. Keep God's word in your heart and you will live wisely. Keep God's word in your heart and you will live wisely. We thank God for that today. That's a little brief word today. Bless God. Are you praying? I trust you're praying. Yes, 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 yes. God is so good to us today. You know, it don't matter what come up that, you know, seems to be negative. Yes, yes, yes. You know, stuff seems negative. And it's always come up in your life, don't it? Negative stuff. People bring negative junk to you, right? Praise God, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, you know, long as you're praising God, glorifying and magnifying God, it don't matter what they talk about, do it. They say what they want. That's their opinion. Tell them, say, that's your opinion. And keep on going. Say, mine is totally different. That's your opinion. I do not have to go along with your opinions. All right? Yeah. You know, you should, the Bible said, give, always have an answer for the reason of your hope. See, now that's my reason. Okay? I ain't taking your negative stuff. You keep your own. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Lord have mercy. I got enough stuff going on with the devil without bothering with yours. Ain't God good? I tell you, God is so good. You know, even, you know, with, I know it's, you, my voice sound like it, don't it? I know. That enemy trying to sneak up on me with, you know, a little throat problem here. But you know what? We overcome it every time, don't we? Hallelujah. Laugh at the devil. You can go on laugh at him. Just laugh at him. Tell him, say, ain't you got through? You ain't got tired yet messing with me? You ain't tired yet. Go mess with somebody that wants you because I don't want you. Oh, just give a good laugh. I don't care how you laugh. Just laugh anyhow. Amen, amen. I'm having fun in Jesus. I always have fun in Jesus. Even when the enemy come against me like a flood, my standard is to be joyful, happy, glorify, magnify, lift them up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. And, you know, we should sing this song, you know, this old song. You know, they're the best ones to me. In the Word of God, I got a hiding place. Did you hear that? In the Word of God, I got a hiding place. That's the best place to hide is in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because why? He your protector, isn't he? He mine. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My soul, and then another song say, my soul say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good to me, eh?
Yeah,
he's good
man.
To you, too. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Greetings to you, you, and you that are here with us today. Glory to God. Some of you I didn't hear from yesterday, you know. And I'm wondering what happened. You know, did you miss the engineer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you didn't show up on the broadcast. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, my God. No, the engineer wasn't here. I ain't seen you. That's all right. I ain't seen you. Amen, Jesus. Oh, my God. We just laughing. You know, the Bible says a merry heart do good like a medicine. So we just making merry over here. Yes, in this office, we are making merry. And you know, we may have a new office soon. Amen. Praise God. We working on a new office soon. Glory to God. And we trust that it'll be just as joyful. Yes, yes. Are you praying for us? yes. Hallelujah. Are you praying for us? Glory be to God. Let me tell you. You know, if I never say another word, let me tell you one thing. The devil can't hold you down. Huh? Because the power of God is just too strong for him. You see? And when the power of God is strong, that means the anointing is strong too, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, come on, talk to me. Now I'm trying to tell you something. I'm going to read a little bit. I'll read a little scripture for you. You know, I got to give you a little scripture here. And we'll talk about it. Talk about just how strong that anointing is. Just how strong Almighty God, the power of God is. All right? In your life and in your situations, okay? Now, I'm in the 2 Kings, the 3rd chapter, and I'm just going to read a little here and there for you, try to help you out today. You know, we talked about on the last broadcast, we did talk about the hand being withered in the church, you know. We talked about that somewhat. You know, because of the fact is, why is it withered in the church, huh? We did talk about it, hit it a little bit about it. But today we're going to take you a little bit further about the hand of God. All right. We're going to take you on a little further. And we're going to start at the 11th verse. I'm going to start at the 11th verse, okay? But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servant answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. My God, what is he talking about? He's talking about a man of God's hands. And now, he is looking for this prophet that all he did was on one of them other prophets, major prophets we would call him, he poured water on the prophet's hands so the prophet could wash his hands and keep them clean. And that meant something. Do you understand? That meant something to these people, all right, the king and all, because Elisha walked with Elijah. You see, he walked with him. He served him. Do you get the picture? That's one prophet served the other prophet, and he received the prophet's mantle. Do you get the picture? See that, don't you? And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Edom, went down to him. Now that they have come to this decision that because Elisha poured water on the hands of Elijah, that God was with him. Could you come to that type of conclusion? No, because you're so busy walking around church with withered hands. And you did not see what the prophets do to the hands of another prophet. You don't see the word of God being entrusted to him enough that he was anointed to pour water on the hands of another prophet. Hello, somebody. Do you hear me now? Glory be to God. And listen what he said. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. In other words, do you have the right prophet? You're saying all of this and you've been serving somebody else all the time. You had your own prophet. You see, he was letting them know, I know what you've been doing. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. God finna do something. Let me tell you today God is about to do something in the lives of his people, and you are included. Say, tell the devil right now, I'm included. I'm included in that. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. I respect the fact that you are who you are. Can you do that? Now, here's this man, this great king, coming out with some just absolute words that just could knock your socks off, because he had to acknowledge who Elisha was. All right now. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Now we are about to set the atmosphere here. Hello, somebody. The anointing is about to come forth because, listen, now I done talked with you and I done heard your story. I done heard what you talk about, what you looking for. This is what Elijah coming up with now. But right now I need a more heavier anointing than is going on right now. Now, those words that you said sound good, and they more than likely, they're true and all of that. But I've got to do what? Invoke
what?
A heavy anointing to be in this place. Because God is about to move now. Now, I know I'm anointed. See, he's telling you, I am who you say I am, and I know that I'm anointed and all this, but I need more of the presence of God right now. I need that heavy anointing to come forth, that kebab anointing, that heavy anointing to come forth. You got it? And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Now, what is he saying? Come on now, see, listen here, I'm finna do something. God is about to do something because we got some music going on here to do what? To cause that anointing to flow like never before. We're going to see something you never seen before. Are you standing there waiting now? Are you standing waiting for something you've never seen before? A move of God that is you haven't heard about, but you've never seen because you're living in this time now? God is about to reveal something to you right now. Did you hear me say? Now, you always want God's best, but do you want to give him your best? Now, in order to get the best that God got, you got to give the best that you've got. My. Come on now, talk to me. You see? So now you may need a little music to get going to create that atmosphere to break them spirits that's been going on around you for so long. Now, God is about to do something, but you got to set that atmosphere right. Yes. But let me tell you, you see what he said? He said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Now, he ain't mentioned no rain coming, did he? He didn't mention no thunderstorm. He didn't mention nothing about what was about to come. He just said, this is something I want you to do because you already have come about with this one thing that I am a man of God because I poured water on the man, the great man of God, hand. So therefore that anointing just splashed all over me. So thereby I'm about to create something with the splashes. Every drop of water that touched me when I poured water on his hand is anointed, and therefore it will now create a greater blessing than you ever seen before. There's not a cloud anywhere around. There's nothing going on that you can identify with what God is about to do through me right now. Come on now. But thus said the Lord, ye shall not see wind. Hear what he's telling, what the man of God is saying. Neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts and everything around. He say, God finna do something here. You ain't going to be able to comprehend it. You don't know what it is. But get ready, get ready, get ready for it. It's about to come. It's about to show up. Hello, somebody. Do you see it? Ain't God good? Ooh, Lord, have mercy. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done, my soul begin to cry, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for saving me in due time. Hello, somebody. You hear me? Amen, because God is about to do something in this time. I know people are talking about this is the, you talk about the old time. But let me tell me, there's a song that say, give me that old time religion. You hear what I'm saying? So I take the old time myself too. You know, glory to God, because it takes the old to make the new. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And this is what the words say in the 18th verse. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. You know, it's not hard for God. Now, you know, just be the man or woman of God so God can use you. So he can manifest these light things. For his glory. Now listen, not your glory, but his glory. Did you hear what he said? What did he say? He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Now listen here. You want the Lord to deliver the enemy in your hand? Now it's time for you to do what? Stretch forth that withered hand. Stretch forth that hand of do nothing. Stretch forth that hand won't touch another person to help them get along and get to know God. Touch that person who got their tongue cleaved to the top of their mouth because they don't want to talk about God to their friends. Hello, somebody. We're talking about God moving in the land, huh? God moving in your neck of the woods. God moving on you to do what? Stretch forth your hand. Stand fast and stretch forth your hand so that you can touch somebody and make a believer out of them. That's all we want. The enemy's going to be in your hands. You hear what I'm saying? He can't hurt you if you stand on the word. He can't hurt you when you stretch both your hands. Stop balling it up, holding everything you got tight, tight like a rubber band, and nothing can get in and nothing can get out. Let it go. Open your hand right now. Lift them up and praise God. Begin to glorify him right now. Clap your hands. Do something. Praise God. And the Bible says, and ye shall smite every fenced city, every choice city, and shall fell every good thee to thee, tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stone. You got something to do here. But let's run a little further. Let me tell you what happened. Now, he did this, did he not? To do what? To show forth his glory. And he says, and it came to pass. Every time I see that, that made me feel good. Because after you go through so many problems and situations, and then it shall come to pass. And after it shall come to pass, it came to pass. It ain't shall no more. It ain't coming no more. It's already here. In the morning, when the meat offering was offered, and that, behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Could you explain how that got filled and there was no rain? There was no faucet. There wasn't a pump. There wasn't even a bucket where anybody could carry it from another place. How do you think about this thing? This ditch. A ditch. Huh? Oh, I know you'll explain it. You know how the agnostic explains stuff. Oh, it came from out the bottom of the ground. He had a spring when he digged the ditch. Now, that's the way you would explain it too, wouldn't you? You will never give God the glory that he filled up the ditch. Would you? No, you wouldn't give up. You wouldn't tell somebody, say, God did it. God did it. No, you're going to do what? No, he hit a spring when he did. He say he digged the ditch that deep? He had to dig a well, not a ditch. If you dig a well now, there perhaps you may hit a spring or something down up in the ground, a pipe and water spring up. But when you dig a ditch, there ain't nowhere no water could come. But it had to come through the Spirit. See, Elijah wanted to see a move of the Spirit of God, and so he had to do what God told him to do. He started with the minstrel, somebody that could play some good song, a little music. So that he wanted to feel the presence of God himself at that time too. And he wanted to see the power of God in operation. What you doing about your time? Are you doing anything, to bring forth the presence of God? See, one of the things that you stop the presence of God, because you walk in the building with agnostic spirit and all kind of attitudes and I don't want to be here kind of thing, but I'm here. Well, you ain't no use. You're not going to engineer the spirit of the presence of God in the place. You come in with that kind of attitude, you mad, and all they going to do is ask for money. Well, why did you come in the first place then? Because you're not invoking the presence of God in the building, in the place. You're supposed to come to do what? Worship the Lord. Thanksgiving and praise. And you're supposed to do what? Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his presence with joy. You're supposed, this is what you're supposed to do when you come in. But instead, you come up with closed minds, closed fists, closed hands. Hmm? You came in all withered and maimed. Hmm? You can't even leave whole. Do you get the picture? Because of the fact you cannot believe that the Spirit of God would be in the presence if you come in with thanksgiving and praise. Just come in and don't say hallelujah, glory to God, or just hallelujah, everybody, praise the Lord, everybody. Even that will do what? Starts a fire up in the place. Hmm? You want to start something, don't you? I like to start something, don't you? Huh? Huh? So everybody could drink from this cistern, pure and living water that's running forward. Huh? Don't you want everybody to get a little drink? I know I do. I love to see everybody drinking from the same fountain of praise. I love to see people getting what they came for from the Lord, being blessed. Now, don't come in there asking the preacher for money. Come in there giving some, and then God going to bless you with some. Huh? See? Dig the ditch. Dig the ditch. Do something. Hmm? Make a move to show that you ain't withered up no more. You ain't dried out. Hmm? Or let's say, like, the ship ain't dried out. Huh? You ain't in dried out. Isn't that right? You see what I'm saying? You see what God is saying? Huh? Hallelujah. You see what God is saying today? He wants the anointing to flow with you like never before. Everybody could have the anointing because it's enough for everybody, ain't it? Amen. It's enough for you. Huh? It's not for you. And let me tell you one thing. When you read on in this here story, after the ditch was full, huh? And they had enough water. They had water. Huh? Yeah, they had water. They got water all over the place now. See? But I like this part here. When you read on in this same scripture, you will find that God did another mighty miracle for these people here, for Elijah and the people. I mean, he took that water, and guess what he did with that water? Hmm? He made them think. You hear what I'm saying? He can use your imagination and your thought life and turn it against you. Hello now, huh? When you get into that devilish position where you're trying to destroy God's people and you become the enemy of God, God can make you think what ain't even there. A mirage, like you in the desert see a mirage. Well, these people seen a mirage in the water. Hmm? Look here, let me just show you a little bit. When all of the Moabites heard that the kings would come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward and stood on the border. And they rose up early in the morning. You're always getting up early to do damage. And the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red. They saw it as. Did you hear the word as? It does not blood, but it looked like it was. So the sun, you know how that when the sun come up, it has a certain hue about it? So the sun shone on the water and caused it to look like blood. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. My God, my God. Ain't God good? And they said, this is blood. The kings are slain, and they have smitten one another. Now Moab to spoil. They're coming there to spoil us now. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up, smote the Moabites so that they fled before them, but they went forward smiting the Moabites even in their country. They give them a beat down. Hallelujah. God beat down the enemy with a thought, with their own imagination. Did what? Ruin them. Because what did he tell them? they shall be in your hand. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. All you got to do, dig the first ditch, I'll do the rest. Hello? That same ditch, see that? That same ditch, do you see? God can take what you got to defeat your enemy. You ain't got to go around and get a gun and a, what's that name, AK-47, 87, or whatever the name of the gun is. You know, I ain't too much on guns. But the fact is, you don't have to get any of these things, machine guns or nothing else. You don't have to get any of these things. God is able, you see what I'm trying to tell you, God is able to handle it. Just because this was in the Old Testament don't mean he can't handle it in the New. Still handling it today if you will allow him to use you. If you will obey what he tells you to do, and you will conquer your enemy every time. The enemy of cancer, the enemy of diabetes, the enemy of AIDS, the enemy of tuberculosis, any of these enemies that come in your body, God is well able to handle and to defeat them through his word. Hello, somebody. Oh, this story was getting good to me. I don't know about you, but it's so good to me. Because it makes me encouraged through everything that come about, everybody that come against me. Let me tell you, you don't have no power over me. Do you understand that the power of God is over you? Because he said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Glory to God, because therefore the power of God is operating in this life. Hello of mine. And yours. And he can't hold you down. And you better rise up and tell him. When he told that man as he was in the synagogue, that withered hand man in the synagogue, he told him to stand for, get up. Take your place. Take your position. Even here in the church. Take your position. Stand up. Stop letting the devil defeat you every time you turn around. Hello, somebody. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do today. And let me tell you, just let the anointing have its way. Let Jesus have his way. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. All right, shake it off. Shake it all off right now. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Glory to God. We're going to let our own pastor Sherry now. Glory to God. I'll be here all day. Glory to God. Hey, cat out of a
hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that word. I tell you, from Apostle Porter, about the withering hand, the hand, and about the hands of God. And when the woman of God was talking about withered, it says what? It's dry. Why? The withered hand is dry because it lost of moisture. And it caused to lose their freshness. And freshness is newly made new, not previously known, to uncover fresh. And when the woman of God was talking about with the scripture, when God gave instruction what to do, he was uncovering some freshness. So what? The fresh anointing, something that was never done before. And God will always turn it around. When men look for things to go this one way, God turned it around another direction. He do something totally unexpected. What? Not the way you expect him to do it, but it's something totally new. And not saying that God miracles are new, but when he do it for you, it's brand new. It's something you never experienced before. It's something that you have never seen manifested in before your eyes. It's something that never happened to you before. And you may say, man, I did not know God can do this. This is what God did for me. Why? Because it is brand new to you. And when God moves for you, and when God let the enemy be at your footstool And when God gives you authority over the situation, it is brand new to you. And you can go forth and just bless the Lord. Why? Because you know it was God that have created that miracle just for you. It was God that turned it around just for you. It was God, and he allowed situation to come your way to see what you're going to do. Are you going to stand? Are you going to stand and be bold and declare the works of the Lord? Are you going to stand and declare the word now? And when the woman of God was talking about Jehoshaphat, and the question is there a prophet in the house? And a lot of people, we don't pay attention to that. Why? Because you want a sure word from the Lord. Because there's always a confirmation of what God is saying. And a lot of time it may come from the people that you don't think much of. I've learned that from ministry teaching, don't look for thus said the Lord. Listen to the word that comes out the mouth, because God is giving you the answer right there. But if your ears is not open, you will not receive the word, and you will miss it. But he did not miss it, because they told him what to look for. And then he was sensitive to pay attention when God moved, when the move of God came forth. And I'm reminded that, you know what? We always hear the saying growing up, when you dig a ditch for a person, dig one for yourself. Why? Because we have to know that the power, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And know that what you hope for someone else, you better know that it's going to happen to you first. Why? Because you creating that word by your speech for someone else, not realizing that you are snared in your own what? Thought, in your own speech, in your own imagination. So you know what? That's why the Lord tells us to bless them that what? Talk about you. Bless them that what? Persecute you. To bless them that do all manner of evil unto you. Why? Because when you bless them, you clear yourself from making a one hole for you, and then God is the one made the hole. You know what the scripture say? God allowed them to see something that was not real. Why? Because he's the creator of all things. They saw what? Like the blood was all theirs. They figured that, man, they killed themselves. They figured that, okay, all we have to do is go in and scoop up their goods. Isn't that just like the enemy when they think you're all wounded and all down and out? They're scooping like a vulture to scoop up and eat up your flesh. But you know what? It wasn't what it appeared to be. God did what? He fooled them, because he created all things. People don't understand. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and everything else that there is, it belongs to the Lord. He can do anything. If he can put a shield of protection around you, he can do anything he wants to do. He can let man see money all around. He can do anything. If he, the limit is off what he can do. Why? Because he is God, and there is none other but him. But the thing about it is, God was on their side. And when God is on your side, what can man do unto you? You may have to call on him even more. You have to remember the word of God. You have to remember when David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God said his word will not come back to him voided, but it will accomplish everything it set out to do. God said he promised me this. God's word say this. God's word says that. He, God, let me know that life and death is in my mouth. I can speak to the mountain, the situation, and he can do it. And while you hear the word, that you got to stand up. It's okay for other people to stand up, but what are you doing? Are you standing up and allowing the word of God to come through you? Are you speaking the word of God so your ears can hear it, so you can soar up with wings of eagle and soar above every situation? Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to speak to yourself and say, I can make it. This too will pass. This is just a test. I'm going through this test. I'm also already the winner. The blessing is already mine. No devil, God promised you will not let me be ashamed. He promised you'll prepare a table before my enemy. He promised me these things. And you got to speak the word of God in season and in out of season. When you don't feel like it, you still got to bless the Lord. Lord. Why? Because they knew they were in a war. And when you're in a war, you better find some melodies in your heart. Hallelujah. Anyhow, never let your problem get you down. When life trouble comes your way, lift your hand up high and say, hallelujah. Anyhow. Why? Because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you allow the enemy he'll take over the whole house. So you got to speak the word of God. You got to find it in the inside of you. You got to push and push and push. And yes, you may be feeling all down. Yes, you may be feeling all discouraged. Yes, you may be down and depressed and oppressed or whatever it is you're going through. But you still got to find that song down on the inside and know that God has what he has promised you. It is so today. You got to look over your life and see where God has brought you from. You got to see that he have not forgotten all about you. When the man of God, when they asked the question, Elijah, I'll tell you, you cannot, they recognized that the person was walking. He was a servant. They recognized that he was who he said he is, that the power of God would dwell therein. So when you recognize the gift and the anointing and the power, it is okay for you to say, you know what? Can you do this? Can you? Is there a word from the Lord just for me? Is there a word just for me? Because there's some time that you can't even tell the situation, but you'll be saying, God, is there a word out there just for me? I need a word from the Lord. And that doesn't mean you're going to give up while you're waiting on the answer, but you keep on holding on against all hope. You don't give up because you know that God is able to bring you through. He has never forsaken you. Why should he forsake you now? We have to look over our life and see where God has brought us from. He told us he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And it's good to know if your faith is not there, it's okay to say, God, I don't feel it right now, God. But you know what? We were always told, don't go by your feelings because your feelings can fool you. So you might as well open your mouth and speak the word of the Lord, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God said, if I call upon him, he will answer me. And he said that if I seek him early in the morning, and if I seek him first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added unto me. You have to find the word of God for that situation. It's okay for you to keep speaking that scripture. It's okay for you to keep on using the word of God until strength comes on the inside. And when strength comes on the inside, then you can walk for and do everything that he tells you to do. He may just say, the battle is not yours, it belongs to me. Can you see? We saw the divine hands of God move. And I know God was letting us know that he have his angel already on the case. He already sent his angel in front to do the work now. And we have to believe it sometime. We got to believe it, not just sometime, but we got to believe it that he already working it out. Remember when Elisha was praying and he had to pray and ask God to open the eyes of his servant, that the servant may see that he has more going for them than what's going against. And then God would open the eyes of the servant and the servant see all around. And there's times when you can't see naturally, but you have to fall on your knees and pray and know that if God did it for them, he can do it for you. It may seem like all things is coming up against you, but it just is not what it seems to be. It's not what it appears to be. It's not even what it sounds like, but it was an illusion. Why? For you to give up and turn around. But you know what? Ask God to open your eyes that you may see clearly. Clearly what he is doing, clearly what he is saying, clearly what he is speaking. Why? Because you have more going for you today than going against them. They're going against you. So I'm encouraged today to know that with God is on my side, I don't have to worry. Why? Because he's moving in the wind. He's moving in the whisper. He's moving this way. He's moving that way. He's moving through the storm. He's moving through whatever source he wants to move. Why? Because he is God. We don't tell him how to do it or when to do it. But we just want to sit and hear what he's saying and say, yes, Lord, thy servant hear it. Yes, Lord, I'll do what you call me to do. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You obey what he say. Why? Because he knows it all. He see all past, present, and future. So know today that you need ask God to let the freshness come all over you again. I need a what? A freshness. Why? Because you've been withered too long. All your moisture has gone. All what you believed in before, it seemed all dried up. Why? Because of the trials and the tests and the disappointment that have come your way. It's all dried up. But ask God to refresh you right now. Give you that new zeal. Let that living water flow from the inside all over again. And when it flows from the inside, let it come fall all over you. I'm reminded when he said he anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Ask him to anoint your head with oil all over again because you want your cup to run over. Know that God is on your side and it doesn't matter what you may go through, but know that the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. So be encouraged and know that with God on your side, you can, he can what? He can do anything but fail today. Have faith in God. Trust in his word. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can speak to yourself today and say, Lord, I thank you for refreshing me right now. I thank you for hope, for giving me strength now. You heard the word now. Will thou be made whole? I need to be made whole right now. Oh, Lord, touch me from the inside out that I may be whole, that I may walk according to your word and not lean to the left nor to the right, but know that you are able to bring me through. Lord, you promise you will never leave me nor forsake me, and never forget this. He said he will never make you be ashamed. Now, you know God will not let you be ashamed. No, he won't. He will never let you be ashamed. So be encouraged and know with God on your side, you are a winner today. Allow the hands of God to move on your behalf. Allow the hands of God to bring you up into that place in him. Be encouraged, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you. They have water coming to my eyes right now, okay? Forgive me. That is an awesome word. I tell you, God is good. God is good. Encourage yourself, be encouraged, and always listen to the true, and listen, I said the true man and woman of God. When they give you instructions, you follow it. And I, too, had to learn that everything did not come as thus say the Lord. You listen. You listen in conversation. You could be going through something, talking to God about something. And you know what? He has so many ways of answering those prayers, letting you know that he hears you. He can use his own voice. You know that small, still voice? He used that. He used his man or woman of God. He can use a song that you're listening to and give you the answer. But we have to follow instructions and we have to be open. And Apostle talk about the hand. How many fingers do you have on that hand? Five. And you hear them talk about the fivefold ministry. Special, Apostle, special. Jesus, you have the fivefold ministry, the top major fivefold ministry. I tell you. And everybody in the ministry is important. Everybody play an important role in it. So you know what? Let us stretch forward our hands. Let's pull up ourselves.
also a spirit man wounded. Speak. Speak to the Lord. Rejoice. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory. Because you know what? Just fill yourself with the praises of God and what he have done for you. Because you know what? He brought you a far way. He have brought you a far way. And you hear the word. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So you know what? Stand upon that. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Go ahead. We're in the technology age. How about sharing it on Facebook? How about texting it, emailing it? I don't care. Let somebody hear the word. You know, some people don't go to church, but you know what? They may hear that and be encouraged and find themselves a church. So just share the number. Share the word of God. Share what he have done for you. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. And that number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night now at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. It's not time to play, but it's time to pray. So come on, Friday night, 11 p.m. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. So, you know, you can call in on any one of those days. You can ask for prayer. If you have a question or you have a praise report, you can share it. Better yet, come on and stop by the City of Victory every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night for Bible Talk at 6 p.m. And that address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. So you can come, ask your question in person, get prayer, give your praise report. I tell you, let them know what God has done for you, where he have brought you from. Again, that time is Sunday at 1 p.m. and on Tuesday for Bible Talk at 6 p.m. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Let him have. there's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
Let God.
You can handle it all.